Welcome to episode 428 of Signals from Mars. I am Victor. This episode focuses on our Halloween countdown. Was a band spooky? Did their music make you feel a little bit eerie? Did their lyrics freak you out as a kid? Did it deal with the macabre? Anything that dealt with this time of year, people voted for.
I'm ready.
Let's do it!
Quick reminder that in addition to hosting Signals from Mars, I've also worked behind the scenes helping other podcasters. With over 16 years of experience and more than 1,200 episodes that I've produced or appeared on, I offer podcasting editing, ghost hosting interviews, and repurposing content into viral clips, show notes, transcripts, and social media posts. If you've got a podcast and need help making it sound professional, or if you want to turn your episodes into content that actually grows your audience, I can help. Check out the podcasting services page over at signalsfrommars.com. Just go all the way to the right on the menu. You'll see work with me, hover over that, and you'll see podcast services and sponsorship. Let me help you make your podcast stand out. Speaking of sponsorships, Signals from Mars is sponsored by listeners like you and also by great sponsors. If you've got a brand, product, or service that connects with rock and metal fans, I'd love to work with you. Our audience isn't casual. They're collectors, concert goers, and gear buyers who support the bands and brands they love. Sponsorship packages start at just $150 a month and include on-air mentions, social media plugs, and even product features. If you want to connect with a loyal rock and metal audience, head on over to the sponsorship page on signalsfrommars.com to learn more. Quick shout out to all of my patrons. Thank you for all of your support. And thank you to you guys that are listening to this episode. The patrons are the ones that appeared during the video version of this episode. And obviously you're listening to the audio, so you're going to hear me and Brad talk about the countdown. We've also got Tony Espin in the chat as well. You can join us in the chat while the show is live. You can share the videos. You can share the audio versions, comment, do whatever it is that you feel you can do to help support this show. I mean, if you join us on Patreon, that would be great. If not, no one's holding a gun to anybody's head. But anyway, if you're not familiar with how these episodes work, people vote on their 10 favorite bands regarding a topic or album or whatever it is, whatever the topic is. This time around was Halloween. So I wanted people to kind of dig deep and think about lyrics, music, band image, anything that they felt was associated to Halloween, to this time of the year, you know, the fall. There are a lot of people that in midsummer are already thinking about Halloween. So I thought this was a unique idea. I think it turned out pretty cool. There's a lot of really neat bands that we talk about. And Metal Dan, if you're listening, you got to join us again for these live episodes because the countdown numbers and those snippets, if you can get them. I was kicking Brad's ass. Metal Dan, I don't know so much. There's a few episodes ago where he appeared and he got 10 out of 10. So I tried to make them extra hard, maybe too hard. But hope you guys enjoy that aspect of the show as well. It's kind of fun. Something I've always done as a music nerd. Try to challenge people's knowledge of music in like one note or less, I guess, with a lot of these. Some of the things are difficult to decipher. You guys will see. So anyway. Let's get on with the episode. Welcome one and all to the latest episode of Cygnus from Mars. I'm your host, Victor. Joining me is Dr. Poison, Brad Dahl. And do it.
Okay.
Tonight's episode, brought up by the brainchild of Dr. Poison himself, Paul, is the Halloween countdown. So the whole premise of this episode is to vote for bands that have scary images, or maybe their image lends itself to being Halloween related, or the lyrics scared you as a kid, or the music scared you, or the way someone sang. You know, I think that there's plenty of horror themed stuff throughout hard rock and metal. So this list here does have 34 groups. I will post the entire band, the entire band list. Yes, music's throwing me off. Damn it!
That's kind of nice having a little intro music. I like that.
Yeah, this is the first time I've tried it.
I thought it was two thumbs up.
Cool. So 34 bands made the list. We're going to go over, we'll do 15 through 11 quickly, and then we'll go in depth with the top 10. Let's see if you can do the name that band portion.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm waiting to get Metal Dan back on here because he was 10 for 10 the one time he was on. So I was pretty sure that I set this up to stump his ass, and he's not here. Dan,
instead, you're going to stump me.
I know that you've got more important things going on in your life than playing podcast, but
what?
Love you all the same.
Inconceivable. Right.
So at 15, we have Frank Zappa. 14, we have Typo Negative. There, no,
which ties into this fantastic band. I mean,
yes,
and probably not in the top 10, but definitely scary. And it's always good to talk about Dan Lorenzo for a second. There, what a great go. Guy!
And with Typo Negative, I mean just their rendition of Black Sabbath.
Yep, Danny Kelly is on there. So yeah, if you like Typo Negative and you like good heavy rock, you should get this. This is fairly new. It was actually Victor's album of the week not that long ago.
There you go.
So see, I
cool. So at 13 we have Slipknot.
Ooh. At
12 we have Rob Zombie. 11, we have GWAR.
Ooh, good one. Those are all good ones. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones on here. Even yeah. Right, all the way down is going to be kind of a spoiler, but it's down at 22. I'm surprised people didn't catch on to this, but Twisted Sister have two Stephen King themed songs on Stay Hungry.
They do?
Yes. Captain Howdy. And and the other song is Terra Nova, or what's that called? Not Terra Nova. It ends up in Street Justice.
I didn't know Captain Howdy. I'm trying to think of what book was that in. Do we know?
Yeah, I'm not a big reader, unfortunately.
Well, I really enjoy Stephen King stuff. I haven't read all his books. That's a lot of reading. But I mean, I'll take a look. I'll work on that. You work on the
Yeah. So
you work on entertaining the.
Well, but it does say it in the liner notes of the album. Or not in the liner notes, in the title itself. It says dedicated to Horror Terrier. Okay, the beginning. Captain Howdy and Street Justice. There you go.
Okay.
But it's I remember that on the original album, it said dedicated to so on and so forth. So anyway, all right. So let's get into the top 10 here.
Let's do it.
Number 10.
Wait, do that. I can.
You want to hear that again, Brad?
I do.
Number 10.
I told you. Dan was getting all of them. So I went out of my way to make this hard. I'm not going to.
You did. Anybody in the chat got an idea? Throw it out there. Because I mean, that sounds like me getting ready to tune my guitar there.
Tony Espin.
Sound check. Tony, what do you think?
Tony, I'll throw this to you as well since Brad doesn't recognize it.
Come on, Tony.
Number 10.
Black Sabbath.
I will give you a hint.
I love having my Slayer bone tickled.
Number 10. It is Slayer.
Is there a scarier band? I don't know.
Image-wise, lyrics-wise, there's a lot of bands that have been left off of this, I think, because people didn't take into consideration their lyrics.
Yeah, good point.
Because Slayer, I think, brings, especially from a thrash metal standpoint, brings the lyrics plus the scariness of their image.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's move on to number 9.
Number 9.
What? It didn't work.
Number 9.
Hold on. That. This has happened to me before. Let's see. Let me see if I can correct.
Yeah, that's. First time?
No, it happened. It's happened before. It happened in previous episodes where.
Yeah, I bet it's never happened to Tony.
Probably not. All right, let's try again.
Number 9.
Iron Maiden.
At number 9. Iron Maiden.
Oh, I got it.
Slayer was Dead Skin Mask and Iron Maiden. Total Eclipse.
Oh, geez. That's a deep track.
I told you.
Number 9.
Wow.
So, I mean, Iron Maiden, I get it. Image, Eddie, a lot of the music. Has historical stuff involved, but it also has, you know, there are different horror aspects as well.
Especially the first two albums.
Yeah. So it makes complete sense that Maiden makes this list. It's a shock that it is Maiden on a list without it being number one.
Yeah, I kind of expected that for our group, you know, because it's anytime Iron Maiden actually fits a topic, like has an album out during that year, they're going to be number one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked they're this low.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much Halloween imagery and if I was going to have a band play my Halloween party, I'd like it to be Iron Maiden.
You'd like it to be Iron Maiden. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just throwing that out there, guys, if any of you are checking this out, you know, probably be tough to arrange for this year, but maybe next year we can work something out.
They can do a warm-up show out in Idaho.
Yeah. I can probably get the amphitheater in Pokey, and we could do it.
You don't have enough real estate in your backyard?
Oh, I do, but wow. Yeah. That would, the neighbors would love that.
With the mountains as a backdrop.
Yeah. Yeah. I could take them up. Yeah. We could do that up there. It would be like the coolest thing ever if Iron Maiden played Idaho. I wonder if they've ever played a show in Idaho.
Good question.
I'll have to check that out.
Maybe they wanted to go out and see all the famous potatoes.
Just how many famous potatoes are there?
Right.
I can only think of one.
I can't think of Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, Mr. Potato Head. He's the most famous. See, he's the most famous potato. Yeah. Okay, down here in the down here in the comments, give us your most famous potato.
There you go. All right.
Captain Howdy.
Captain Howdy. There you go.
Number 8.
I did it again.
Oh, crikey.
I tested these beforehand.
Yeah. This is why we can't have self-driving cars, kids.
This is it.
I guess we do have them, but maybe we shouldn't.
All right.
Number 8.
Wow.
Brad stood at attention. Anyone in the chat? Let me do that again.
Number 8.
It doesn't sound like Black Sabbath, though. But could it be Anthrax? Hmm.
Number 8.
We got to have the rain for Black Sabbath and all that.
How many bells do you know of that are in hard rock or metal songs?
Yeah, well, let's see, AC/DC, Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath. Is that Black Sabbath?
One more try. Tony.
Anthrax. Well, and Iron Maiden.
We already did Iron Maiden, right?
I know, but I'm just saying that I'm thinking of all the songs that I know that start with a bell.
All right. Tony's saying King Diamond, but at number 8.
Oh, how is King Diamond not on my list?
Number 8.
Ghost. Oh, it is Ozzy. It is Black Sabbath. This is just Ozzy. This is Journey to the Center of Eternity, right?
There you go. That is Ozzy. And coming off of Bark at the Moon, I mean, listen.
Journey to the Center of Eternity.
Song that has two different titles.
What's the other one?
Because on the original European pressing, which I have in the other room, the song is called Forever.
Huh.
The difference also is that the graphics, Bark at the Moon, for the longest time, has Ozzy's lettering in red and yellow. Well, that copy that I have is blue and yellow. And I remember seeing it for the first time and saying, it looks strange. And I looked at the back and I'm like, Forever? Spiders? What's this? Wait, it's missing Slow Down. I need to buy this. And I instantly went home, the music nerd that I was, and had to dissect it and realize that it's Bark at the Moon with just a song change and a title change.
Wow.
So, Ozzy, Prince of Darkness, Mr. Crowley, like I said, Bark at the Moon, Bloodbath in Paradise. How many different horror related or songs that you could tie into, you know, this this part of the year. So number eight was Ozzy. All right. Moving on.
Good one.
Number seven.
It didn't save any of these. So I see that before hitting any of these, I'm just going to reload the sample just in case. Because this is recalculus.
Ooh. Yeah, King Diamond.
All right.
Devin.
Anyone in the chat?
Where are you?
Number seven.
Metal Dan. I was gonna say, right now, Brad is hearing Bonnie Tyler's I Need a Hero in his head.
I'm here. Walk this way. Okay. Oh,
number seven.
I'm stumped.
All right. Number seven is
Ghost. Oh, Ghost. Man.
That's the beginning to Rats. The first note of the song Rats. Again, trying to make it difficult.
Even saying that, I'm like, that is, it starts off with a hi-hat hit. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I got to go back and listen to the prequel.
It's a drum beat that kicks it off.
Yeah.
Kicks off the song, and then the riff comes in. Ghost, obviously a band with their imagery, their lyrics, makes sense.
Concerts. When I thought of this whole topic of bands with Halloween, I think about when I go to the show, you get people dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost is, I mean, as far as bands that are out now, you go to a Ghost show and people, they show out, man. They're wearing makeup, they're wearing costumes, they're wearing all kinds of stuff. It's pretty damn cool. So I applaud Ghost for bringing that back. It seemed like in the 70s, a lot of people would dress up thematically for whoever they were going to see. It was pretty cool. Now it's just you throw on the concert t-shirt and you're like, oh, I'm good.
And even that, I mean, there's so many laws and regulations with, you can't wear the t-shirt of the band you're going to see, or you can't do whatever the hell you want.
Well, yeah. And I was also thinking, you can't wear a mask, I think, to a concert anymore, because I guess something bad happened. I don't know. But they do let you in with makeup on.
They do? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Victor, when was the last time you went to a concert and people were dressing out, like wearing costumes and things? If you got nothing, we'll move on. But I can think of one other band that's really big for this, and I'm hoping they're on our list.
Well, I was going to say the last band that I saw where somebody was, you know, heavily dressed up was on the stage, and that would be Wes Borland of Limp Bizkit. But
the audience wasn't trying to.
Yeah, no. And I think. Like, he kind of would outpsych them anyway, because he's got so many different things.
It seemed like a real 70s thing.
Yeah.
As I remember going to shows and people would, you know, try to dress something thematically with the band.
Anyway. Right.
All right, cool. I
just figured out why these samples aren't coming up, because I'm hitting the wrong buttons.
That's what I love about Victor, problem solver.
I try.
Yeah, any of you guys, you know, looking for help with your website, this guy right here, he'll sort it out for you. And if you're looking for something just totally bitching to wear, this hat right here, man. Can you still get this thing?
You can.
Oh, good. I've got quite a selection there of Brad hats, and this one gets the most commented on when I wear it out in public. People are like, oh, that is really cool. A lot of ladies like this hat.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knew? So yeah, it's a good one. The t-shirt, it's also a stunner. And I don't know that any of your swag is bad. I think it's all top shelf.
Well, I try and I do get help. Anthony Mackie did a great job with the logo.
So. Yes, he did. Good colors.
So we did last week. Okay.
It was number 7, right?
Yeah.
Or was it 6?
Moving on to 6.
Number 6.
Yellow.
They scare the hell out of me.
Number 6.
God. I don't know what that is. Come on. Help me out here, Tony. We'll just keep going to King Diamond. Is it King Diamond?
No. Number 6.
No, that sounds too clean and just straight up plugged into the Marshall. No effects, no plugins. That sounds 70s. What the hell is it? I'm stumped. Night Ranger.
Night Ranger, wow. Yeah. So coming in at number 6. Wait, somebody in the chat. Tony's saying Journey.
Number 6. Number 6.
Oh, man. All right. At number 6, and I believe I have the correct lineup for the band or the soundtrack in which this song came off of. It is.
Oh, dude.
Fastway. Oh. That is the beginning of the song Trick or Treat.
Number 6.
That's fantastic.
So heavily voted on because of the Trick or Treat soundtrack. More than one person mentioned it and several people voted on it. So that's how it got all the way to number 6.
Well, I can see it. I mean, I thought of that because of the Trick or Treat thing, and that totally makes sense.
So right there, horror movie ties in well with the whole theme of the show. Yep. Here.
Yep.
Right.
Very good.
Cool.
Nice job, Fastway. Whoa.
There's an earthquake in Idaho. All right. Moving on to number 5.
Number 5. Wow.
Tony?
That sounds spooky, and I don't know what that is.
Number 5.
What the?
Please, if anybody listens to this episode afterwards or watches it, please chime in and say, oh my God, it's that song. You know, but obviously don't wait until I've given it away already.
Yeah. No, wait. You, All right.
Number 5.
I got nothing. Tony, come on.
Oh, man. Okay, so at number 5, Fumf, we have...
nothing. Oh, Halloween.
Halloween. That's the beginning to the song Save Us.
Boy. Quite appropriate considering we needed somebody to save us during that. Yeah. Halloween. I know you've listened to a lot more Halloween than I have. I don't know that the music really is Halloween-y. I don't know. Maybe you tell me. Certainly the name. I mean, just because of the name, the band's got.
Yeah, the name. And you've also got pumpkins on all of their.
Yeah.
On a lot of their, you know, album covers. You've got the song Halloween as well, which is an awfully long song, probably the longest video played on Headbangers Ball.
The Keepers.
Religiously.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. The Keepers. Yeah. The first two Keepers are classic. I mean, love both of those. A lot of times I always say this, I get some power metal stuff sent to me and have people say, oh, this is great. You need to check this out. And it instantly makes me go back and listen to those first two Keepers albums to kind of purify, you know, what I've been listening to.
Yeah.
All right. We haven't, classics for sure. Yeah. Mm. We haven't gotten a direct hit yet on any of these. I've made them too hard.
Wait a second. Didn't I get the...
Which one?
Iron Maiden one?
Oh, you did get Iron Maiden. Okay, that's true. All right, my bad. I'm sorry. So, old man brain.
Yeah, I got one of those.
All right, so...
Everything needs to go with it, too.
Let's go. Number four.
Number four.
Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath.
You sure that's Black Sabbath?
Oh God! Now you're screwing with me. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go down with Black Sabbath. Yeah.
You sure? Do you want another listen? No.
It sounds too far off in the distance for the Black Sabbath album.
Number four.
That's the bell, though. That is the bell. It's better than the Anthrax one. All right, come on. Tony, that is Black Sabbath, yes. No, Slayer. Oh, we already had Slayer. So it's Black Sabbath.
Slayer. Black Sabbath. Yeah. He said it.
Raining. You know, that album
appeared.
That first Black Sabbath album, yeah, pure scary and it's the real deal. But you know, with listening to all the Black Sabbath albums and all the Ozzy albums, as I have since Ozzy passed, that one is surprisingly really good with, you know, headphones, earbuds. Mm-hmm. I mean for an album that was put together in 2 days, you know, recorded in 2 days and probably mixed in less. It holds up. I mean, it's really, really good. Really right. Good singing. Yeah. Kids, you're making an album, you can probably learn a thing or two from some of them old albums. Just saying.
All right.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, you know, going to a Black Sabbath concert, and yes, I have seen people, you know, dress up like Ozzy and you know, kind of try to dress up like Black Sabbath at concerts I've been to back in the 70s. But yeah, going to the concert, man, yeah, it's got a good spooky vibe. Cool. Yeah, good stuff.
All right. So
number five.
That was four. So let's
that was
go
four. To three. Okay. Well, good.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember what sample I used for three, but now I do.
Number three. Number three.
That could just be white noise. Is that the sound of white noise? Is it Anthrax?
Number three.
I don't know, man. I'm like thinking to be in the top three Halloween I don't even know where you go from here. I mean, I can think of a couple, but I got nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Tony? Raining White Noise?
Ooh.
That'd be a good time.
Number three.
That's Kiss? What song is that?
Creatures of the Night.
That's Creatures of the Night. I always thought of dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. Yeah, yeah, but when you
number three.
All right.
First note.
I'm gonna have to go listen to that because that yeah, that's not what I remember. Anyway. All right, Kiss. Well, good. I'm glad Kiss made it on here.
Yeah. And
number three.
Probably the band that gets, as you alluded to before, most people at shows dress up like members of the band. In the 70s, you had the costumes. After the reunion, you had all types of costumes set up as well. And then, I mean, I've dressed up as a member of Kiss.
Wait. Should we guess who you dressed up as?
What's that?
Yes, we should. Tony, who do you think Victor dressed up as a member of Kiss? Which person? Vinnie Vincent?
No, but it would be easier to say who I haven't done.
Ah. Well, I mean, you being a drummer, you'd think Peter Criss, but I'm kind of saying no to Peter Criss. The only face paint I've had Kiss has been Gene Simmons for obvious reasons. Because I was actually in somebody's making a movie in high school and they needed somebody to be Kiss. And I got asked to be the bass player in that. So Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley. Okay. Star in the Wrong Eye. Yeah. Wait, did that ever change? Did Paul ever wear it? And has he always had it on the same eye?
Yeah, I think so.
He's never switched it up. It could mean something. It could be like you're sending a signal if you put the star on the other eye. I don't know. Yes, he says yes in Donington. Okay. All right, Tony.
I can't.
Yeah, where's Chris Zinczak when you need him? Come on.
Chris. Somewhere out there in the ether. So I have dressed up, painted my face like Peter Criss. I've done Peter Criss. Done Eric Carr.
Oh, good one.
Paul Stanley.
Who?
Paul Stanley.
Okay.
And the late great Ace Frehley.
Okay. I'm gonna guess that Ace's was probably the more difficult makeup to do.
And I didn't have silver, so I did it all in black.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had somebody else that did my makeup, so.
Oh, for me as a kid, it was every Friday after school. Paint my face up like a member of Kiss.
Nice. That's pretty cool, man. How are they not? Three? Okay.
They're at three.
Who are the first two? Come on, let's go.
All right, let's see.
Number two.
Liberace?
There are people out there that I'm sure that are listening to this and going, that's that song.
Okay.
Tony, any guess? Number two?
Number two.
I'm going Alice Cooper. I don't know what song it is, but it sounds like something Bob Ezrin would do. Meatloaf. By the way, don't let your meatloaf. How was Is the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Is that? Was he in that?
He was.
Okay, good.
And Rocky Horror Picture Show appears on number 25 on this list, by the way.
Even though it's not a band. Okay. Fair enough.
But at number two.
Number two.
Oh, I got it. Okay, what song is that, though?
The Ballad of Dwight Fry.
Oh, damn. I should know that.
The beginning.
I believe that's in his current set list. He's been going out with Judas Priest.
Could be.
So, yeah, missed that one.
So you've gotten Iron Maiden.
And Alice Cooper. That's it.
Alice Cooper, Black Sabbath.
Oh, wait, I got Black Sabbath. You're right. Three.
Three
out of nine. So 33. So in baseball terms, I'd be batting 300, which is pretty dang good.
And I just read that there are no more 300 hitters anymore.
I think there was only one in the National League last year. I don't know about the American League. But I think there was only one. So, yeah, it's tough to do, man. Pitching rules the game. So, by the way, we're all serious starting tonight.
Okay. 33 and a third.
In Canada, of all places. Ooh, that's a good rock reference. 33 and a third.
Yeah. All right. So Alice Cooper makes sense, influenced so many people. The imagery, sure. The stage show, the guillotine, the spider, the nurse, the... What else am I missing? Straight jacket.
Everything. Everything. The whole show. The whole show is Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. It's...
And dare I say that maybe Alice was the first person to make Halloween cool all year round?
Yes. I'd agree with that.
Okay. Number one. Now, I don't think that either one of you like number one.
Well, I've looked at my list and I can't.
I don't know if you guys will get it, but it is the band that most people voted number one on their list. So it propelled it, but it was close for a very long time. I mean, there's only from one to two, there's not that big of a difference.
Okay.
From two to three, slim pickings. And then three to four is the same distance as one to two.
Okay.
But they're like usual with these lists, there's a lot of different groupings throughout where bands come right together. But at number one.
Number one.
That's real dissident. Yeah. Who could it be? Tony?
Not Men at Work. Who can it be now? Na, na, na,
na, na. Which, by the way, it's only one guy now, but saw him a couple of months ago and he was really good. And I'm not a big fan, you know, as far as I don't have any albums or never listened to him. And I knew probably over half of the songs. That's pretty impressive. But they were a good band live. He's put together a good band. So there you go. Not Men at Work. Guy, who else could it be?
Number one.
I'm stumped. Come on, Tony. Nothing?
Number one.
It's got to be something...
In my attempt to make this Metal Dan proof, I've made this extremely difficult. But at
all right, give us a clue. Let's see if we can guess who this is without the, you know. Give us another clue. You said we didn't like them, so that's a clue. And it's
behind me. They're behind me on the wall.
Mm. Wow. Hard to tell. Huh. I'm stumped. I can't see.
Number one from Lodi, New Jersey.
Number one.
Misfits.
Oh, dang. Okay. All right. I can see it.
A lot of horror imagery, a lot of lyrics that are influenced by 50s B movies, horror movies specifically. So it makes sense that a lot of people voted for them on their list.
All right, I get it.
Definitely, I think an influence. I mean, a lot of people have dressed up as members of the band as well for Halloween. So you have that. And I think it's a fair, fitting end to this list. I mean, it wasn't Taylor Swift after all.
You guys wear a lot of costumes, though. You gotta get rid of that.
There you go.
I don't know how many wardrobe changes that she goes through in a show, you're right. They're totally appropriate band. And
So let's run down 10 through 1 once again at number 10.
Number 10.
Slayer.
Number 9.
Iron Maiden.
Number 8.
Journey to the Sand.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Number 7.
That is Rats by Rats. Ghost.
Rats. Good song.
Number 6.
Fastway.
And what's the song?
Trick or Treat.
That's the song Trick or Treat. Well,
yeah.
Wow. You made it real easy.
Number 5.
Halloween.
Number 4.
Black Sabbath.
What is this?
Number 3.
Kiss.
Number 2.
Alice Cooper.
I gotta get out of here.
Number 1.
You got it. Misfits.
What's that song?
It's called Halloween.
All the clues were there.
All the clues were there.
Wow. So
if you were able to figure out the clues for these clips that I played, mention it on YouTube or on social media, wherever you're checking this out. You can always send me an email, signalsfrommars@signalsfrommars.com. And that is pretty much it for tonight's show. I do want to thank Brad for joining me, Tony for joining me in the chat, and anyone who listens or watches to this after the fact, thank you so much for your support. Thank you to my patrons. And that is all, folks. We will see you next time right here on Signals from Mars. See you, folks.
Thank you for listening to the Signals from Mars podcast. You can subscribe to the show on all your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, and more. Go to signalsfrommars.com for more information. This concludes our show.